Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum's troubles with the Hogan family have been cleared up by Mousie Gray. First, the amazing Mousie knocked out Snake Hogan, and then he eloped with Snake's old maid sister, Gussie, thus leaving Lum a happy, free spirit once again, with no fear of matrimony hanging over him. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner settling back into the routine tasks of their combined jot-em-down store, bakery, and library. Lum is on the telephone. Listen.
Yeah, your groceries ought to be there any minute now, Gussie. Yes, Mom. Well, Cedric's making the delivers for us today, and he left some time ago. Well, you tell Mousie to try and control his temper, because your order will be there right away. All right, Gussie. Goodbye.
What's the matter, Lum? Is Mousie mad again?
Yeah, and all they ordered was a little sugar and some syrup and a can of cocoa. And Gussie says Mousie's getting himself in a rage because it ain't there yet.
My doggy, that Mousie's getting to be the toughest one feller in this town, you know?
Yeah, I don't know what's came over him.
I heard this morning that he even knocked down one of them big husky fellers that works over at the mill. That, Tuffy Gates, I believe it was.
You mean... Oh, for goodness sakes, no.
He done it, yes, sir. It happened right after Mousie went back to work after him and Gussie loped and got married. Natural, them mill hands started joshing him about it, you know.
Oh, yeah, them mill hands josh him something old.
Well, not no more they don't. They tell me that Mousie never said a word when they started joshing him. Just walked up to the biggest one of them that was over there, doubled up his fist, and wham, knocked him clean out. Just like he done to you and Snake Hogan.
No, there ain't no getting around it. That Mousie's got a terrible punch.
Yeah, they're saying around now that Snake is sort of scared of him. Since Mousie got himself hitched to Gussie and moved in with the Hogans is over there, say that Snake shines Mousie's boots every night before he goes over to the mill to night watch.
Oh, Pritter-pratter, you oughtn't to believe all that stuff, Abner.
Well, it's the truth. And they say he carries Mousie's lunch pail for him every night and goes over there.
Wait a minute, who's that coming up out there?
Hmm.
Oh, Grandpappy Spears.
Huh?
I wonder where he's been keeping himself the last few days.
Oh, I don't think he's been feeling his level best, sort of staying close to home, I think. At least that's what Charity told Elizabeth over the phone.
Well, I did hear that he was sort of on a funeral list.
Yeah.
But I got to admit it's sort of a relief not to have him sitting over there in the library saying, according to the almanac, every 2 minutes.
Yeah. What's that he's carrying with him there? Looks like a great big piece of cardboard or some kind.
More likely a poster. He's always tearing down posters so he can take them home and read them. Well, howdy, Grandpap. Yeah,
come on in, Grandpap.
Yeah, howdy, howdy, howdy.
What you got there?
Big carnival's coming to town.
Carnival?
Yes, sir, according to the poster here.
Well?
Coming soon. Bexley and Blakewell's Little Giant Carnival and Wild West Show.
Aye, dog, is a carnival. Did you hear that, Lum? A carnival?
I heard it. Granny, anybody'd think you never saw a carnival before in your whole life.
What else did it say, Grandpap?
50 sideshows, 50. Reckon what that second 50's on there for?
I don't know. Maybe it means they got 100 sideshows altogether.
Yeah, more than likely.
Aye, doggies, that's a big carnival. 100 sideshows,
well,
huh?
Don't holler. I'm standing right here by you.
Oh, yeah. Read the rest of it, Grandpap.
Gala Amusement Zone. Thrilling Caterpillar Ride. Ferris Wheel and Merry-Go-Round.
Oh, that's what little Pearl loves. A merry-go-round. Oh, she'll just die if I don't take her to that. There ain't no one thing that girl loves more than to stand there and watch me ride on a merry-go-round.
Watch you ride?
It just tickles her to death. Of course, I wave to her every time when I go by, you know.
For goodness sake.
Go on, read some more, Grandpap.
Gala Amusement Zone, Thrilling Caterpillar Ride, Ferris Wheel...
You read that part.
Oh. 50 sideshows, 50.
Doggies, 100 more. That makes 200 sideshows. Why, that's the biggest carnival I ever heard of.
Real amusement zone, thrilling character.
Wait a minute, Grandpap. You just keep reading the same thing over and over. What does it say down below there?
Oh, Texas Tom and his Rough Riders. A thrill a minute.
Well,
the world's greatest Wild West show. 60 beautiful cowgirls, 60.
And see, that makes 120 cowgirls. Reckon why they don't just put out 120. That'd be a heap easier to figure out.
Yeah, but that don't mean there's 120 cowgirls. There's just 60, that's all.
Well, what's that other 60 on there for then? Does that mean how old they are?
How old they are?
Yeah, 60-year-old cowgirls. Doggies, them women sort of old will be out there riding around on them wild horses and roping and the bull.
Yeah, there ain't no old women riding on wild horses, so get that idea out of your head right now.
Well, what are they riding on? Cows?
For goodness sake.
That's more than likely how they get that name, cowgirl. I still think
60-year-old girls?
Well, that's what it says there. They're too old to be doing work like that at their age. I still say that. They oughtn't even to be doing field
work. Hey, listen to this. Special attraction. Man of steel to meet all comers.
Man of steel?
Yes, sir. Man of steel. Iron Ike offers $100 to any man who can stay 2 rounds with him.
Well, is Iron Steel a man of steel? Is that Iron Ike there?
I reckon so, but listen to this. And to any man who can knock him out, Iron Ike offers $1,000.
$1,000?
Pennies, I'd like to get that myself. I could use $1,000 just about now.
You? Why, you couldn't knock out no man of steel, huh?
I know it. I wish I could, though. I wonder how long it'd take a feller to get in shape for that.
Huh?
Have we got any books in the library on box fighting?
Oh, now, Lum, you might as well just give this up before you ever get started. Why, even Mousy Gray knocked you down.
Yeah, but that was just a act there. Wait a minute. Grannies, that's it.
What's it?
Mousy. That's what we'll do. We'll get Mousy to fight him.
Why, sure. I doggy, that's a good idea, Lum. Good for you.
Wait a minute. You fellas mean you're going to put that little puny Mousy Gray up again, Iron Ike, this fella here?
Why, sure. I'll be his manager.
Aye, doggies, won't old Iron Ike be surprised when little Mousy climbs into that ring and hits him at first blow?
Sassy fresh. Mousy couldn't hurt nobody.
He couldn't, huh? Ain't you heard about him knocking out Lom and Snake Hogan?
Mousy Gray done that?
Why, sure he done it. Yes, sir. And then he whipped one of them big husky mill hands down there.
Well, I do know. Well, I heard him... Heard about him loping with Snake Hogan's sister, Gussie, and I knowed it takes a heap of nerve to get hitched to a woman like her, but I never knowed he could whip Snake.
Oh, yeah? He's got to where he's the meanest, toughest fella around here, Grandpap.
Yeah, that's right, Grandpap.
Oh, he's changed. You wouldn't know Mousy now.
Well, he must have changed. Last time I saw him, he wouldn't pick a fight with nobody.
No. Well, when he hit Lum, that's the first fight he ever had in his life, he said. That's what he said.
And the good thing about it is that he's a natural-born fighter, too.
Why, sure he is.
That's right. He'd never had a fight in his whole life before he hit me the other day.
No, a natural-born fighter, that's what he is.
Well, I'll be dogged. I just can't hardly believe that. Little Mousy Gray.
Well, I'll admit it don't seem right, Grandpap, but it's the truth. Everybody in town's afeard of Mousy now.
Granny, I know one thing we got to do, and that's change that name of Mousy.
Change the name?
Yeah, that's one reason why he don't seem like a fighter to us. We got to study up some good, mean-sounding name.
Mean-sounding name, huh?
Yeah.
Let's see. I know just what does sound mean.
Cyclone Gray or...
How about dynamite?
Yeah, that sounds right. Maybe something like killer.
Yeah. Well, I know we could use both of them. Dynamite, Killer Gray. How's that?
Yeah, that sounds good. That'll scare Iron Ike before the carnival ever gets to town, even.
Why, sure it will. Name like that.
Wait a minute. That reminds me. How soon is that carnival coming to town, Grandpap? Does it say?
Yeah, let's see here. Or say it's here somewhere. Yeah. Coming to Pine Ridge next weekend, it says.
Well.
Granny, that don't give us much time to get Dynamite Killer into shape, does it?
No,
we got to work fast. I better call him, get him over here right away, talk to him about it.
Yeah, that's the time, Lum. Well, what do we have to do to get him in shape?
Oh, tough as he is, he won't need much. You can be his sparring partner, Abner.
Sparring partner?
Yeah. That means he'll practice hitting on you.
Well, wait a minute now, Lom. I ain't going to get beat up just so he can whip that iron.
Hello, this you, Gussie?
Want me to get in?
This is Lum Edwards.
That ain't hit me
enough. Is Killer Dynamite, Mousy there?
Get him a mule to practice on the way he
hit. He's what?
He hits the ball in one kick.
Well, can he just come to the phone a minute? No, we don't want to get him mad. Well, listen, Gussie, would you just ask him to come over to the store as soon as he can? It's important.
Get mad, he's coming over and whip along.
I know, but... Oh, no, now, don't get him riled up. Well, all right, Gussie. Goodbye.
Is Mousy coming over?
No, he won't be over today. He can't be disturbed.
Why not?
Well... You know that stuff they order? It's sugar and syrup and cocoa.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Killer Dynamite is making fudge.